Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, 743. It is 37 degrees outside, rather chilly. And it's now time for Greenside Up in a different way, as we do have a Wendy Powell on the phone this morning for Greenside Up. Wendy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing good. I know we took a few weeks off because obviously the social distancing, but we didn't want to keep Greenside Up on hiatus forever, so we thought, hey, this is the next best way to do it. before we get started, though, everybody's been practicing social distancing, and I know you've been doing probably doing that as well. I mean, what have you been up to during this time that it's a completely different landscape out there than it was even just a month ago?
Yes, it's definitely different than what we are used to working with. But here in the Wildcat Extension District, all of us are very well equipped to work from home. And so we took a few days to kind of reorganize and get our home offices set up. And we are all working very well from home remotely. We're serving our constituents just like we need to. So I've even been doing field visits, which has been interesting. Field visits, practicing social distancing means wearing a mask and not shaking hands with producers, which is strange.
I know.
Very
that's very strange, because it's, usually, you've been in studio plenty of times. Usually I shake your hands when you come in, I shake hands when you leave. So when guests do come in, shaking their hands, it's been just like, it's been weird. I just kind of just, thank you very much. It's just a little weird to not shake hands,
Yeah, just a tip of the hat and move on about it. But it's nice to still be able to visit with people from 6 feet away and still get questions answered. So that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And be able to still have some sense of normalcy, even though things aren't exactly normal, because it's really weird out there. But there are still a few things going on with the Wildcat District. And you did have a district update you wanted to tell us about.
Yes, we have lots of things. Our agents have been brainstorming on how to keep people involved, not only with extension, but just not bored at home. So our Wildcat District 4-H agents are hosting a weekly photo contest. They have done livestock and other topics, and this week's challenge is flowers. So you can email your entries to MirandaK79@ksu.edu. And all of this information is also on our Facebook page. There's two divisions, youth and adult, and they even give out some prizes. So you just take a picture and send it to Miranda by noon on Thursday, which is tomorrow. And then she posts those photos on Facebook by 3 p.m. on Thursdays. So everybody can vote just by liking the picture. And then the picture with the most likes wins the contest. So it's got a little bit of a bragging right angle there.
So they win with
winners by Friday at 3. And so you can just look at the Facebook page for all of those contest details.
So, yeah, like you said, you end up winning, and you also get a little bit of bragging rights as well if you get the most likes. So that sounds like a lot of fun, and you go out and, you're taking pictures of flowers, pictures of blooms and all that, correct?
Right, yes. So there's a lot of things happening outside. It's springtime, and there's a lot of beautiful flowers out there, so go snap some pictures with your phone. I submitted some of cattle earlier this season, and just with my phone, and just hit email from my phone. So it was really easy to do right there outside. I didn't have to turn the computer on or anything. So that was fun.
And the best part about that, you're getting outside instead of just being cooped up the entire time. So you're actually getting to get outside, because even though we're having this stay-at-home order, that doesn't mean you have to stay inside all the time. It's not mean cooped up in the house. You can still get out and outside, even just in your yard or maybe a little bit around the area, just as long as you're away from everybody else.
Right, yeah. That six to 10-foot distance away from everyone else, you can still practice social distancing and garden, take a walk. And the CDC does encourage that, so it's a good idea.
Absolutely. Instead of sitting inside all day. I've been when the wasps aren't bothering me, I've been taking advantage of my deck outside and just kind of sitting outside, just taking in the fresh air, relaxing instead of just staying inside all day. Otherwise, when the wasps come around, I'm staying inside because I'm allergic to them. So it's like when I see them, I'm like, nope, go the other way, go around the back door. Anyway, there's a few other things going on, including the Family Consumer Science Team.
Yeah, so they are offering, they regularly do an Enriching Lives newsletter, and they want to bring that to more people. So they have started using the Remind platform. This is a website or an app that you would put on your phone, and they just send out short snippets of relevant information one or two times a week. So it's a free communication platform, easy to use. So along with the emailed newsletter, you can get text messaging. And so these are standard text messages, so your regular rates will apply. But you can text a message to the number 8101. The message that you would send them is at ERL 365. ERL stands for Enriching Lives, at ERL 365. And then you can start receiving those messages. We also have a link that you can use to receive those messages. And I'm going to read the link to you, but it's a little bit lengthy.
Okay.
It's www.remind.com/join/ERL365. And remember, ERL stands for Enriching Lives. So you can keep an eye on our Facebook page for an update, and I'm sure they'll post a live link there so that you don't have to remember to follow that link just from the radio conversation. But we understand that not everyone has internet or even a computer and a smartphone. And so these text messages would be just the standard, no graphics necessarily, things like that, so that folks can still stay connected with a research-based entity.
Right. It's literally just text, no graphics, anything like that. Makes it easy to read pretty much on any standard model phone nowadays, correct?
Right, yes.
So that is another good thing, and that's being offered by the Family Consumer Science Team. So you'll still be able to get updates and stuff like that. Also, you're working on something called, it's one of the Facebook pages, the Community Vitality for the Wildcat District.
Yes. So one of our initiatives here in Extension, K-State Research and Extension, is Community Vitality, and that encompasses a lot of different things. So we're putting some small business and nonprofit training together, as well as some networking resources on our Facebook page. So it's going to be a different Facebook page, Community Vitality for the Wildcat District. Actually, I think it might be a group rather than a page, mm-hmm. but it'll have lots of information on there as far as how businesses can stay engaged, resources for what's going on as far as funds from the government, things like that.
And another thing that's going on, and in fact, it's happening tonight, the K-State Research and Extension Agriculture Economics Team is having I'm guessing this is going to be online tonight, a discussion of agricultural provisions in the CARES Act.
Yes. So the Ag Department, the Ag Econ Department for Extension, has been very active with doing weekly videos for everybody. Those are for agents as well as producers, homeowners, anybody that cares to listen in on those. They've got some really great information. So they've got some that are recorded that you can see. But tonight they're going to be talking about, like you said, a discussion of the Ag Provisions in the CARES Act. And that's going to be featuring Representative Roger Marshall. So it's really easy to register for that event to get the connection link. You just go to agmanager.info/events. And this is already on our Facebook page as well, so you don't have to necessarily remember that link. But you'll have to register for the event, and then they'll email you the connection link. So you'll just follow that link at 7 p.m. tonight to get connected to the meeting. And then tomorrow night, Michael Taylor, one of our AggieCon specialists, will be talking about the coronavirus effects on land value. So that's a big discussion right now in the ag world, how everything is going to affect land prices. So she's going to be talking about that tomorrow night at 7. They've had some other videos done in the past. Last week was the effects on the cattle market. The week before that was effects on grain and other commodity markets. And those videos are all available for watching as well on agmanager.info.
So that's what's made. I mean, even though we've had to change things up, can't get together, this is probably what's great about this time in our lives is that even though we can't get together physically, we can still get together and have you know these meetings online. That way everybody can still participate even though we're not able to be physically in the same building together. So this is still working out, even though not be able to get together physically, but you're still able to get that information out and still able to have meetings at this time.
Sure. Yeah, and the platform that we use for these meetings is pretty interactive as far as the platforms go. We can have video, we can share a PowerPoint presentation or any type of presentation, as well as just having speakers speak as drawing on like whiteboards. They can do that. And you can, if you have the participants have their videos on, you can kind of see each other's faces, which is nice, so you don't feel like you're all alone in some strange meeting.
Right.
There's also some chat features as well, so you can type in your questions if you don't feel like talking or if you don't have a microphone. So you can still ask questions, things like that. So as far as at-home meetings go, it's fairly interactive.
And again, that's a good thing where everybody can still get together. And like you said, there's chat features where you can kind of put your question out there. Like I said, if you don't have a microphone, some people don't have microphones, but they still can stream the broadcast. But they can submit their questions via chat, or they can, you know, talk if they do have a mic. And it's just really cool that you're still able to have this interactivity during this time.
Right, yeah, and you don't even have to have internet for some of these meetings. There is a call-in phone number, so you can just use your regular analog phone and just call in and listen in to all of the information. And occasionally there will be a presentation that they will reference the information to, the speaker would, but necessarily you could still get the information just with a phone conversation. You'd just be listening in with your receiver to your ear. So even if you don't have a computer or internet access, you can still get some of this information.
So making all the information available, you guys are doing a great job out there making sure, even though we are having to do different things nowadays, you're still being able to get information out there even during these just different times for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do, Wendy, we're getting up close to where we have to take our break, but we'll come back on the other side of the break. And you want to talk about some tips from the CDC from a ag perspective. And we'll talk about those at about 8:10. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some Fox News at the top of the hour. And then we'll have Brandon Tabman with his news 5 after. And then we'll continue Greenside Up right after that. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Welcome back to Greenside Up right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you in studio. I'm back online with this. Is Wendy Powell from the K-State Extension offices. Wendy, welcome back.
Hi.
All right. I know that was a long break for you to hold on to, but we're glad that you are back. And we've been going on over several different things. We were earlier talking about, what's going on in the Wildcat District, and we'll go back over those here in just a few minutes. But first, we were going to talk about, just before we went to break, you have some tips from the CDC about COVID-19, but from an ag perspective.
Yes. So there's a lot of information out there from the CDC, and it's very accessible. I know a lot of folks are probably tired of hearing about it, but there's not a lot of information out there about how we can use that in the livestock or the ag production sections of here in Southeast Kansas. So that is a huge part of our industry. So I just wanted to speak a few minutes about how we can take some precautions in those situations to stay safe. So the CDC recommends that preventing the illness is the best way to avoid it. So exposing yourself to the virus is the number one precaution. So washing hands, using hand sanitizer that's 60% alcohol, that's something that you can just read the label on of the package. 60% alcohol is the hand sanitizer that you want to be using. But so whenever we're out and around doing running errands, we use a glove or whatever to pump fuel or whatnot. And then we move on to the feed store and we open the door, still using those same gloves. that's not really effective. So something that I would like for people to keep in mind is once you've used a glove, even if you've got them that you don't think they're soiled, but go ahead and just toss them after one use, after opening one door or after pumping fuel or whatever that whatever you've done there that was a public touch point. Go ahead and toss that glove. That way, when you move on to the next spot on your list, you're not necessarily spreading whatever might have been there, whether that's COVID-19 or whatever other bug might be traveling with you. So be sure to change gloves. I know that might get expensive, but it's definitely worth your effort. Cotton gloves are not necessarily protectants. So you'll want to use some rubber or latex gloves and then go ahead and toss them after each use. Avoiding close contact is the other recommendation that they have put out, so 6-foot distance. And in the ag world, that's really challenging. I mean, if you picture some folks loading animals, shutting a trailer gate, sometimes 6-foot distance is not possible. But it is something that you need to be working on. And if you don't think that 6-foot distance is going to be achieved, make sure you're wearing a mask, use precautions, don't sneeze or cough in the anywhere but into the crook of your arm. Make for sure that you're using your hand sanitizer or washing your hands for 20 seconds. My recommendation there is to find you a nice little song or a ditty that you like that lasts 20 seconds that you can sing in your head while you're scrubbing your hands. So make for sure that you're using that 6-foot distance there. Use some common sense when you're passing along paperwork. I'm thinking of somebody that might be at the cell barn handing off paperwork to the person that's helping them unload the trailer, or even at the feed store collecting your receipt, things like that. Use some common sense and just tuck those away as much as possible or have them emailed to you if at all possible. Do as much business by phone and email as possible. That's going to be your socially distant best way to go. And I realize that that's not really how most folks will do business, but it is something that you can use to conduct business safely these days. There's also lots of information about wearing a mask when you're out in public. And the examples that I've read have all been very generic: grocery store, hardware store. That extends to the hardware store, the feed store, I mean. Make sure you're protecting all of those people that are working in there. Ag is an essential business, and so all of the people working in the ag industries, they want to go home safely to their families as well. So protect each other, wear your face mask. Use caution when wearing a bandana face mask. I was reading where when you leave the bottom part of the mask open and floppy, it doesn't really count because those particles can still escape. So make for sure you either tuck that in or find a way to fold the bandana so that it wraps around your face nicely. And there are some nice little no-sew tutorials on how to use a bandana for a mask safely mm-hmm. and effectively. So definitely look into that if you don't have a cloth mask already.
Yeah, I know a few people that do use like the bandana, but they do tie it to where the bottom part wraps around their around the bottom of their chin, so that it kind of keeps it all in. So it looks like a mask, but it's just actually the bandana all tied up. But it's tied up correctly to where nothing can get in or out.
Perfect. Yes, and the thought process behind wearing the mask is not necessarily for your protection, but it's for the people around you, protecting them in case for somehow or another you have contracted the virus, but you're not showing symptoms yet, you still feel fine, you can still spread that to others. So it's kind of keeping our germs all to ourselves there.
Exactly.
The last tip that I have here would be cleaning and disinfecting surfaces. So a lot of those, of course, are going to be keyboards and countertops and things like that, but that's also whenever you are driving shared equipment or vehicles, go ahead and disinfect those steering wheels, gear shifts, door handles, things like that between operators so that you're not spreading this virus through them. If the surfaces are dirty beforehand, obviously it's going to be more effective to clean the surface before you disinfect them. So maybe by the end of this, we're going to have a really clean world to live in.
Hopefully, because, I've seen a lot of people, and when I've been out and about, I've seen a lot of people wearing masks, so people are taking the precaution that way. And like you said, it's not as much as to keep, yourself safe. It's to keep others around you safe, because you may have it and may not know it. You may not be showing any symptoms. There's some people that have had it, have not shown any symptoms, and they really don't get that, you know, that sick. It's a weird thing, because unfortunately it kind of has the same symptoms as, say, like the flu, and you can't really tell the difference until you actually go get tested.
Right. Yes. It's very concerning.
Those are just a few of the things. Again, clean your hands often. Like you're saying, sing a little song in your head. Me, I know it's funny, but I go back to one of my songs when I was a kid. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles TV show, I sing that song in my head, the first part of it, and that ends up being about 20, 30 seconds long, which is perfect. So,
my song is Happy Birthday. I know all the words.
There you go. Yeah. So, hey, I mean, and you know, it's anything to help. It's like, it was also another thing when I was a kid, when I was brushing my teeth, they always said 3 minutes, so I'd always put on a song, one of my favorite songs. You know, or I'd sing it in my head. I knew it was 3 minutes long. Boom. There we go. There was my 3 minutes of brushing. Instead of just doing 30 seconds. Okay, it looks clean. Those are some good things. You know, clean your hands, avoiding close contact. Do business as much as possible over the phone or with email or, instant messaging or video chat. Video chat's a really good way to do it. Of course, we were talking about the face masks as well. And then when you're coughing and sneezing, don't cough into your hands or anything like that, because, I mean, yeah, you're trying to stop from going everywhere, but if you're coughing into your hands, it just gets into your hands. So like you were saying, one of the best places to cough is into that crick of your elbow, because how often is somebody going to touch you there? And then, like you said, clean and disinfect everything after use. That's what we do here at the station. I mean, every day, pretty much after the shift, we wipe down our mics. We wipe down this board. We wipe down this, keyboard that we use. I'm the one that's on it most of the time, but still then, every day, I don't know. So I just clean it all off to make sure it's nice and clean. Another thing I want to come back to, I know maybe somebody did not hear it at first. Maybe they're just joining in right now with us this morning. Just a few of the things that's going on around the district. And again, we'll just go over these very quickly. And one of the things that you guys are doing with the Wildcat District 4-H, you're having a weekly photo contest.
Yes, the 4-H agents have put together a photo contest, and that's by Facebook. So you can just send your pictures into Miranda K79 at KSU.edu. She throws them onto our Facebook group by 3 p.m. on Thursday, and people can go in there and look at them and vote by liking the pictures. And then contest winners are announced on Friday.
So the contest details are on the Facebook page, so go over there to that Facebook page and be sure to like it, and you'll get all kinds of updates other than just the contest. You'll get all kinds of different updates that that Facebook page puts out, correct?
Yes. So the Family Consumer Science team is also working on putting out a newsletter. They do a regular email newsletter monthly, but now they're trying to send out some more tips by text message. And those are going to be just your standard text, not necessarily links or graphics, things like that. So they can be used on any type of phone. They don't necessarily have to have internet or data connection. So folks that don't have internet or a computer can still use that information. So be sure to connect with any loved ones that you have. If they haven't heard this radio spot here, or if they're not familiar with the extension, go ahead and extend that information to them. And the live link should be on the Facebook page, but I'll also go ahead and read it out here.
Okay.
It's www.remind.com/join/ERL365. ERL is going to be Enriching Lives.
So that's how you can do. You can stay tuned for updates on social media. And not everyone has, we know not everybody has an internet, a computer, or a smartphone. So these text messages, like you said, not graphical, not links or anything, just straight up text. And then working with some small business and nonprofit training with the community vitality for the Wildcat District.
Yes, if you're looking for any nonprofit training, networking resources, things like that, we're going to have a Facebook group. It's going to be called the Community Vitality for the Wildcat District. So that'll be a great place. It'll be a hub of information for small businesses.
And networking and all that good stuff that you can do while we're in this era of social distancing. And then continue with the social distancing. There's a couple of meetings that will be happening tonight and tomorrow that has to do with provisions of the CARES Act. And this should be pretty good one tonight.
Yes. So at 7 o'clock tonight, the Ag Econ Extension Department is going to be talking about they're going to be talking with Representative Roger Marshall on the ag provisions in the CARES Act. So that's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight. Register at agmanager.info/events. And tomorrow night, also keep on your calendar, the effects of the coronavirus on land values. So the Ag Econ Department is really keeping us informed on what's going on the market side of things in the ag industry.
So that website, Ag Manager, where you go to register, is that good for both tonight and tomorrow night's events?
Yes, and that will also be the same place you can find the recordings from previous meetings. So if you missed out on any of last week was cattle markets, the week before that was crop commodities, and there was some other information before that as well. So all of that information is on that agmanager.info website.
So lots of great information out there for you to check out, past meetings. And in case if you missed tonight or tomorrow's meeting, those are going to be archived as well on that same website, correct?
Yes, they should be.
Okay, so
that's the
plan. So there we go. That way you can check that out. And before we get out of here, Wendy, we were talking off air about how, you know, we're not doing much now. We're basically going home. At least for me, I'm going home, work. And basically, you've been kind of doing the same things. You've been still taking your kids to the sitter. So it's basically for you, though, you're coming back home to work. So it's basically almost kind of like home, work for you as well. It's a little different, but we got to remember that we don't have to stay cooped up inside. We can still get outside and still do stuff, correct?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And know that Wildcat Extension is here for you still while you're out gardening. If you have questions about something, all of our phone numbers are still being answered. All four of our offices still have someone answering the phone. So we can still get connected with you if you have any questions. The ag team, we're still able to do field visits. So we all have our masks ready to go. And we know that 6-foot distance. So we can still go out to pastures, take a look around, and still have questions answered. So don't feel like you're out there alone with no resources. We're here for you.
Absolutely. And you guys do an absolutely great job out there keeping everybody informed. And we love when y'all come on every week. So we definitely appreciate that. And that'll be pretty much it for Greenside Up today. So, Wendy, I appreciate you spending quite a bit of your time with us today. And we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, Wendy, again, thank you for coming on, and that'll be it for Greenside Up. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.